Mike from Southsea on the Newsmaker line. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Julian.
Good. You're about to be awarded this medal, aren't you, from Malaysia?
Well, yes, we've been informed of that. It hadn't actually arrived yet, we've been informed, yes.
Right. So what do you think about not being allowed to wear it? It befuddles me, I must admit.
Well, this is something that's been going on for a long time, you know, with the Normandy and Borneo veterans and the fight for the PJM campaigns. And obviously, it's all very wrong.
You say it's faceless Whitehall bureaucrats. In fact, Whitehall warriors, you call them.
Whitehall warriors, that's right. Yes, well, I think it's been mentioned with that other chap who talked about the police medals as well a little while ago, same problem.
Yeah.
But the point I was making was that the Queen, who's head of state of Australia and New Zealand in the country's own right, so that they can wear them out there, you see.
This is a bizarre, we mentioned this earlier. They're allowed to wear them, and you can't.
Yeah, even guys in uniform out there. I've seen a photograph of a New Zealand serviceman being awarded his PJM by pinning it on his uniform.
Yeah. Mike, I've added you to the list, the long list of people who've rung in to support you today, by the way.
Oh, great. Thanks, Julian.
Good to talk to you. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
Mike from Southsea.